Tennessee is angling to be the first state allowed wide latitude in running its Medicaid program. But it's a trade-off. The state would also shoulder new risk. WPLN's Blake Farmer reports on the debate over taking a lump sum to provide health care to those with low income.
TennCare, as Medicaid's known in the state, covers roughly 1 in 5 Tennesseans, mostly women and children. But the figure fluctuates, higher during a recession, lower when the economy's good. Currently, the federal government pays roughly 2/3 of the cost, no matter how many people enroll. A block grant would mean spikes become Tennessee's problem.
Once again, I want it to be clear.
Senator Paul Bailey of Sparta has said repeatedly he's not trying to cut the $12 billion program.
This legislation does not seek to reduce any current funding, nor does it seek to limit current eligibility of services to anyone.
In fact, Bailey's amended his bill so Tennessee would only go along if the total funding increases each year with inflation. But if Tennessee is so determined to avoid cuts, it's hard to see what's in it for the Trump administration, says Cindy Mann. She was director of the Center for Medicaid Services under President Obama.
Why would CMS do that if it's not getting federal certainty and a reduction in federal spending, which is what it's looking for?
The pitch is that maybe Tennessee could stretch the money further to cover more people. That would mean either trimming benefits or making patients pay more for their own health care. But Mann says states already have ways to do that.
It's not clear to me a block grant is needed to achieve the flexibility that the state may be seeking.
It's unclear to most legislators, too. The proposal lacks specifics and basically just asks Governor Bill Lee's administration to negotiate a block grant and not settle for a bad deal.
So as somebody that's enrolled in the program, this feels very distant.
But Mandy Pellegrin, policy director of the Sycamore Institute, says people should be paying attention.
It is safe to assume that there are going to be changes.
And Pellegrin says the state's track record shows Tennessee is more likely to restrict Medicaid coverage than expand it. She points to welfare, which also converted to block funding, and now Tennessee's become one of the stingiest states with cash assistance while accumulating large reserves of federal money. For WPLN News, I'm Blake Farmer.